Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrapper screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you once again from Mi Casa and my guests' casas. It's Sunday, February 27th, 2022, and my guests today are Brandon Collins, Noel Wells, and Rachel Wolfson. Hey, y'all!
Hi, Doug.
Let's meet them individually and alphabetically, starting with our current champ. Brandon Collins is back. Hello, Brando.
Hey, Doug. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. You might as well go ahead. We talked before the show, but you might as well tell the listeners why you sound this way.
Yeah, but I had had a few too many Coronas. Had drunk Black History this past Friday in Brooklyn at the Bell House. Thank you to anyone who was listening that came out. But I'm 35 and I can't drink like I used to, man. It hurts everything.
It's yeah, you've got it. Now. This is like a 2-day hangover you got.
This is really bad.
Off of beers.
Yeah, I mean, I had one Jameson shot, but that's not enough to make me feel like this, man. I mean, my
it
legs.
It takes so little. Once you get to a certain age, it takes so little to feel so bad the next day. So I appreciate you coming out, or, you know, you're still at home, but I appreciate you being here nonetheless, because the last couple of hangovers I had before I got out of the game were, it's just brutal. How bad I can get.
I had to defend my title. You know, I had an edible and a Red Bull. I'm ready to go.
All right. Also joining us is a regular on the show, writer, director, and star of Mr. Roosevelt, Noel Wells. Hello, Noel.
Hi. Hey, Doug. I wish I had more things so we could change up like what my credits are.
Right, but you know, that's also like you have a perfect filmography because you wrote, directed, and starred in a movie and it turned out great.
Thanks. Well, hopefully, you know, I have some other stuff coming someday. So
I'm hoping so, because I need more work as an actor.
And you will always. There's always, we'll write you something.
And also joining us is another former guest. I think you were on the show in Vegas, probably also in LA, currently starring in Jackass Forever. It's Rachel Wolfson. Hello, Rachel.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
What was the audition process like to become the first Lady Jackass?
Well, everyone kind of had their own way into the franchise. Like, they all got to throw names in the hats of people they recommended for a new cast. And then one day, Johnny Knoxville slid into my DMs and asked me to hop on a phone call with him. And at first I thought I was being pranked, I was like, is this really Johnny Knoxville, or is this person going to try and steal $5,000 from me? So I got on a phone call with him, and it was really him, 'cause it was his voice. And like, hi, I'm Johnny Knoxville. I was like, oh, wow, this is real. So I went in for a meeting with him and Jeff Tremaine, the director, and it was the quickest meeting ever. It was like 5 minutes long, 'cause we're all bad at meetings and have ADHD. And they basically just asked if I wanted to come, like play with them and hang with them. And then I showed up for a test shoot, and then they just kept asking me to come back.
So you could hang.
Yeah.
I'm down to clown.
But, forgive me for not having seen it yet, but, I know you participate in things like tasers and super hot foods and stuff, but what's the most physically dangerous thing you get involved with as far as like jumping off of something?
I didn't do anything. Well, I guess the most physical would be like licking or the scorpion Botox. I let three different kinds of scorpions sting my lips for lip enhancement. And then we shot the opening scene where you see, when you see the movie, they introduce us cast members in this, I don't know how to describe it. I guess, it's like a war scene almost. I there's a bunch of explosives happening behind me essentially. And I got bruises all down the backside of my body that day. That was,
wow.
But yeah,
just from explosions nearby, you got bruises.
Well, the explosion happened right behind me. So the strap, the strap, I guess the leftover, the material hit the back of you.
Yikes.
Yeah. I'd do it again.
Well, that's a possibility, right? 'Cause isn't it, since they are bringing in like some fresh blood, can they sort of keep going without Johnny?
I mean, I don't know the answer to that, but I would, if they asked me to do more, I would absolutely say yes.
All right. Well, hopefully they're listening and we'll make that a reality. 'Cause Johnny himself, he's just like, he just is definitely out, you think?
I mean, I don't know. Like, this guy is a daredevil. That's like, I feel like, you know, I can't really answer for him, but I just can't see a place where Knoxville isn't part of the Jackass universe forever, you know?
Oh yeah, for sure. But he could be more of a figurehead and not have to actually fall off of anything.
Yeah. I mean, we'll have to see. 'Cause like, I'm not really sure that the desire to like do stuff like that ever goes away. I don't know.
Yeah, I just saw him on a talk show recently though. And, you know, and he's got like, it feels like he's got the, you know, the bones and the movement of like a 90-year-old, like, yeah. He's just so, he's been fucked up so many different ways.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank goodness for modern medicine.
Yeah. It's keeping them stitched together. Well, thank you everybody for being here. And before we begin the games today, I'd like to make a quick stop over at Recommendation Nation. That's where each one of my guests recommends one movie. As the returning champion, Brandon knows to expect this to happen. Last week, he suggested, he went rogue on me and suggested Charlie Brown TV special, Be My Valentine, Charlie Brown, which people do seem to be quite fond of based on the poll that I did on Twitter. But what do you have for us this week, Brandon?
Yeah, this week I'm going with the Netflix Fire Festival documentary. I think it's called Fire, the Greatest Party That Never Happened, because as I mentioned, I'm hungover. And this weekend, what I like to do is I find myself in my free time like reading and learning about like epic entrepreneurs that like have these epic crashes. So I used to work at WeWork, so I'm like really excited about We Crashed. Was watching the trailer that this weekend. You know, the Theranos series on Hulu's coming out that I've gotten screeners to. So I then revisited this Netflix Fire Festival documentary, and it's one of the craziest, most hilarious true story crimes I've ever seen. It's just so absurd. And then also the fact that Ja Rule is like knee deep into all of this. It just makes it hilarious.
And that's one of two documentaries that came out.
There's a Hulu one as well, where they actually talk directly to Billy. This one's like everyone talking about Billy and a lot of footage with him. But the Netflix one's by far more entertaining.
Okay, that's good to know. I mean, I guess people were saying their preference between the two back when they came out, but I just sort of didn't pay attention because I never paid any attention to the whole Fyre Festival thing. I mean, I know of it as a reference, but I just didn't see either of the movies.
Yeah, so this is an insane story.
This is a good suggestion, Brandon. Thank you. Noelle, what do you think? Have you seen anything lately that you would wholeheartedly recommend?
I mean, I just watched Airplane, but I feel like your audience probably...
Oh, I'm sure they've seen it.
You know what? I'm going to stay on the Netflix, you know, grifter documentary vibe and just as like a warning, like everybody should watch The Tender Swindler.
Is it a good movie?
It's a documentary about, yeah, it's a full length. It's not a movie, no. Did I mess this up already?
It's a documentary.
No, it's a documentary that's okay, feature cool. length, so it it's counts. Feature length.
But it does kind of feel a little bit like an episode of something, but it is full length and it is fascinating and a good warning about just how people use platforms to scam people. And also how like on dating apps, it's how you can get hooked, you know, your like desire to connect or to find love, like somebody can exploit that. It's fascinating.
Yeah. I've been watching Love is Blind and I can't get over.
Oh my God. Love is Blind is amazing.
How crazily the people involved are manipulated, but still at the very end of it, I feel like everybody, you know, does right by themselves. I'm looking forward to the reunion specials coming up in a week or two. And I'm curious to see how all those relationships are going. Rachel,
I mean,
do you want to stay in this genre?
I personally think there should be more apps that people can scam people on. So I'm all here for this swindle. Love is Blind. I just binge watched that, but I just, the last movie I watched on the Netflix, keeping it with Netflix, was Don't Look Up.
Okay. And you recommend it?
Yeah. I thought it was great. Sorry if I offend anyone with that.
No,
I don't know if anybody's like, offended by it as much as, well, maybe they are. Some people solid. Got mad.
It was solid. The editing is wild, but I understand the choices that they made.
Yeah. People were complaining about the way it was shot, but I was like, it's definitely a choice. So I don't know. Like, I don't know if you can actually judge it, but I love the movie too. So I got your back.
Hell yeah.
I'd say
laugh really hard.
I thought that some of the, you know, people in that movie, that the acting was like, you know, it's unfortunate that the way it was put together, Leonardo and Jennifer Lawrence, their characters are the least interesting characters in the film.
Yeah.
You know, and they have to be the center the whole time. So I thought they did a decent job, but I thought that all the supporting roles were, you know, more interesting. But yeah, very polarizing movie because it's, you know, clearly pointing out that climate change is really a big emergency that too many people are treating like not only like it is an emergency, but also that it doesn't exist. That's just, it's silly. And I'll be interested to see how people react to the poll of comparing these three movies with each other. Because, I mean, Don't Look Up is as close to a documentary as films, as narrative fictional films get, I think.
Totally.
Thanks for all those recommendations. And we are going to play some games right after this break. We'll be right back.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. The way car buying should be.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are back, and the first game that I would like to play with my guests, Brandon and Noel and Rachel, is a little something I'm calling Spider-Men. Why is it called Spider-Men? Well, the latest Spider-Man movie. I know Brandon's seen it. Have you ladies seen it?
Nope.
Not yet. Or
okay. No pressure. I took forever to see it. I just saw it like a week or two ago. But it's the, you know, it's the biggest movie of all time at the box office. So here's how this game works. If even though you haven't seen it, I'll just tell you, spoiler, you know, three different Spider-Mens show up in the film. The three different dudes that have played Spider-Man over the last couple of decades. And their names, of course, are Tobey Maguire, Andrew Garfield, and Tom Holland. So I'm going to state a fact that applies to one of those three gentlemen, and you just tell me which one it is. Okay. It's that easy. Brandon will go first. If he misses, then Noelle only has to guess between two names, and if she misses, then Rachel gets the gimme point. and it goes from there. So here we go. Brandon.
What's up?
Toby, Andrew, or Tom? The three Spideys. Which one was born a bastard? Which means it sounds so much worse than it is. It just means his parents weren't married yet. Like they, you know, conceived him out of wedlock, which who cares?
Yeah.
Which one? Which one of those dudes is a bastard?
Jesus. I'm going to go with Andrew Garfield.
Why?
That sounds so bad.
Andrew Garfield is a bastard.
Because he's British, but he's like really like connected with his emotions. He has a huge range, and I think you only get that if maybe you had some darkness in your family history.
I'm sorry to say that is not correct answer, despite that amazing logic. Noel, between the remaining two dudes, Tom or Toby, who do you think was born a bastard?
The first thing that popped in my head was Toby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any reason? Like it just like that's just your gut.
Instead of it being because of his range, it's because of his not range.
Damn.
I don't know. I'm just kidding. I love Tobey Maguire.
He's great, but he's very Tobey. Like he's got
very Tobey. I love Tobey. So, but yeah, he's Tobey. I think Tobey. He's Tobey.
There's just something like he's human ASMR. I think there's just something calming about that guy.
Yeah, yeah. So
you know.
He's a fucking bastard. No.
Like that movie, The Great Gatsby, I think is a documentary about his relationship with Leo. Cause there's where he just looks at him and smiles all the time. I bet. Did I say whether you're right or not?
Not yet.
Your answer is Toby. And I say, that is correct.
Yay. Okay, cool.
Yeah. Noelle's on the board. Rachel
I've got
gets
a bastard
to go first.
Radar.
I mean, they were 18 and 20 years old at the time. It just hadn't, you know, made it official yet and had a kid. And guess what? It worked out great for everybody.
Thanks. How about here? I'm a bastard.
What?
Can girls be bastards?
Girls can be anything.
No, it's true. Just
you have to believe Noel.
Girls can be bastards. They can be jackasses. You just have to dream.
Oh wow! Yeah. So we got a bastard, a jackass. Yeah, I'm a bastard.
Oh yeah.
What about you guys?
Same.
Oh, we're all bastards.
Oh, wow. Rachel,
are you?
I'm a jackass.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My parents were terribly, terribly married when they had me. Okay, so Rachel gets to go first on this next one. Is it Toby, Andrew, or Tom? His son's middle name is Tobias.
Oh, wow.
Which I didn't even, you know, I always just think of Toby Maguire as just Toby. I didn't know, I didn't even extrapolate that that could be short for something. But also, is he the one who would give that name to his own kid?
I'm going to go with Toby Maguire.
That's your answer? You're going Toby?
Yeah.
Lock it in?
Yeah.
That's correct.
It just made sense.
Dang, right? I knew that one too. He's the only one with kids.
Yeah.
Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Tom Holland's 25 and Andrew Garfield, I think, is single right now.
Unless they have some secret bastards running
That's
around.
That's true. Noelle might be onto something.
I'm like, what are the odds? Like, what would be, like, you know, that's such a specific name.
Yeah. But also, I mean, Brandon really snuck in there with the other two don't even have kids, because I'm not even sure about that, but it sounds right.
I didn't even know Tobey Maguire had kids. I just figured if he did, that would be a very Toby thing of him to do.
Yeah. Yeah. He did it. He sure did. All right, Brandon, you're up first. This is your chance to push a three-way tie. Which one, Toby, Andrew, or Tom, all Spider-Mans, which one has a morbid fear of heights?
I'm going to go with Tom Holland. I think he's talked about how scared he is of heights.
Really?
I think so. But I also, that could have been Zendaya. So, I'm going to go with Tom Holland, though.
Okay. That is incorrect.
Oh, nuts.
Yeah. Noelle, between the remaining dudes, Andrew or Toby?
I would say our sweet Andrew.
You're going Andrew?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
It feels like a British. It feels British. I don't know. And I feel like we've been, you know, really, are they all Toby though? That's when we figure out your game. But I'll just do Andrew because I already said it.
Okay. You're wrong. Oh,
no,
and you did figure out my game. Rachel gets the gimme point.
Oh,
it is Toby Maguire.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know, now that you mention it, the other two could be afraid of heights and they just don't, they're just not as vocal about it. So I can't be absolutely sure that Brandon was wrong, but also this game only prize is you get to go first in the next game. So it's no big deal.
Oh my God.
But Rachel, consider yourself a winner thus far.
Wow. I'm just stoked to like, even by default win something, because notorious amongst the Doug Love movies fans, I suck at Doug Love's movies.
Well, you know, first of all, I don't consider anyone that calls any of my guests sucky a fan. First of all, although I have had some sucky guests on, I'm not going to lie, but the reason people should be mad at a guest is because they aren't a fun person. That's what I'm looking for more than anything. And I think you qualify. Thanks. All of you do.
Thanks, Doug.
And thank you, Brandon, for pointing out that the thing about the other two not even having kids, because it didn't even cross my mind when I came up with this tiebreaker.
Yeah, I'm actually really disappointed in myself that I didn't get many of those right, because I know way too much about these three actors.
Right. Well, here's the one you definitely would have gotten by the same logic, because the tiebreaker, if we needed it, was going to be his daughter's middle name is Sweetheart.
Oh,
got it.
Yeah, because Toby really did name his daughter's middle name is Sweetheart. Can you imagine?
Wow.
Like Barbara, I mean, Sweetheart.
I mean, middle names don't come up much anyway, but it's still, you know, anytime you have to show your ID or something, that your middle name is Sweetheart. And what does that mean? Your parents are romancing you?
It's a good stripper name.
You're the love of our life, sweetheart. I mean, I guess you call your kids sweetheart, but it's still, I don't know.
Baby cakes, like sweet cherry.
That would have been a great middle name for her.
I don't like sweet cherry. That, sweet cherry. I do not like that one.
Baby cakes McGuire would be great. All right. So like I said, Rachel is our winner thus far, but it mostly just means that she gets to go first in our final game, which we will play after we go to one more break. We'll be right back.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
We're back, and it's time to play our second and final game of the day, and it's one of my favorites. It's called Weird Algorithm. Brandon's played this before. Noelle might have. I don't think Rachel has, but maybe you have.
Nope.
I'll explain it. The IMDb, the Internet Movie Database, has a function where you can pull up, you know, the cast of any movie or TV show and then refine the order that the names are listed so that they're listed by popularity according to IMDb's algorithm, which is why this is called Weird Algorithm, because sometimes it doesn't make sense.
Star meter.
And what's that?
The star meter.
Yeah, it's basically the star meter. Yeah. But for some reason, they just say, you know, you want this list refined based on popularity, and then you click on it and it does it. So what I do is I pick a movie and then I, you know, look and see, you know, what the popularity index says. And so I'll name a movie and you'll each take turns. And you can share an answer on this one. If you have the same feelings as someone else, you can share the answer. It's just strategically, you eventually don't want to answer the same as somebody else the whole time, because then you can't win. Then it's just a tie. And the first title we're going to do today, and Rachel gets to go first. And everyone's going to get a chance to go. There's three rounds, so each person will get to go first once. And then if there's a tiebreaker, Rachel get to go first in that in the tiebreaker, but we usually don't need that. The first film we're going to talk about, since we're already on the subject, is Spider-Man: No Way Home. Now, I'm going to also help you out a little bit by telling you that it stars, of course, Tom Holland, Zendaya, who, when I was on a show recently, I said Zendaya and people lost their shit. So I'm glad Brandon said Zendaya earlier in this broadcast to remind me that that's how you're supposed to say it.
I've literally just been sitting here being like, how, what's the right way? Like, how do you say it? Like, it's been,
yeah. And it's also, brain. It's a cool name no matter which way you say it.
She's,
you know what I mean? It's not like insulting. It's not like, you know, you're giving it a bad spin when you go Zendaya. That still sounds cool. Willem Dafoe, Toby, of course, Andrew, J.K. Simmons, Alfred Molina. You get the idea. Mm-hmm. Who do you think, Rachel, of the cast of that movie would be the most popular, the most searched on IMDb, like right now, like today?
Tom Holland.
That's your answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Brandon, what do you think?
I'm going with Andrew Garfield, just because he's really started getting the respect he deserves as Spider-Man after this movie. So I imagine a lot of people are like, oh yeah, what did he do after he did the last Spider-Man? That's my theory.
That's interesting, because I didn't like the Andrew Garfield Spider-Man movies. I thought like the villains were boring in those, and just, you know, I just didn't get into it. but I didn't dislike him as Spider-Man, but he definitely had more of a spazzy, like he had more of like the comic book where he's constantly cracking jokes. You know, he's jokier than Toby's.
Yeah, and he's a little bit weirder, and I think they really play that up in No Way Home, and that's why it works so well. But that's just
because it's not three guys that are just the same guy essentially. But then I thought Tom Holland took more from. I think he acts more like Garfield did than Toby did. But again, that's sort of more like, as I understand it, in the comic books, he's a lot, lots of jokes all the time. Okay, so. That's your choice, is Andrew Garfield. And Noelle, what do you think?
I would say Zendaya, because she's, you know, Euphoria is out too. And she's incredible in it. And, you know, she's like all these things out at once. I mean, I look her up all the time. So
are you entirely up on Euphoria? Like, have you seen everything up to this point?
Oh, yeah. I was like, first season, I even got into glitter makeup because of Euphoria. And I spent the entire pandemic being like, okay, I guess I'm just a makeup person now, because of how there's just like a very sultry glam. Like, I don't know how to describe it, but I'm an adult woman that has been bit by the glamour of the show. And then, yeah, I'm waiting for it to drop tonight.
I have so much anxiety about tonight. I think it's going to be, oh man.
Yeah, it's good. This is the last episode, right?
Yeah, for the season. It's going to be bad for some people, I think.
Yes.
Yeah, I just, that show, I haven't seen all of it, but whenever I do watch, I just think that I'm so happy I don't have children.
I think that might be why I can enjoy it as an adult.
Yeah, because it is really, it's a lot. Like, there's not like a light episode of that show where nothing terrible happens. You know? Yeah, give us a break. I want to feel euphoric. All right. Well, here's how this breaks down. And like I said, it's a weird algorithm, because good old Andrew Garfield, you know, he's nominated for Best Actor right now for Tick, Tick, Boom. And he is amazing, and he does a great job. I just said amazing because his Spider-Man movies were called Amazing Spider-Man. But anyway, he came in sixth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And he's got like so many movies out. That's surprising.
Yeah. Well, I mean, all these people have reasons, I guess. I can't figure out why the guy who plays the Lizard, Rhys Ifans, or Ifans, I've never known for sure how to say his name. He came in fifth. And then fourth is good old Benny Cumberbatch, because he's, you know, Doctor Strange shows up in this one. And third is a dude that I'm unfamiliar with named Arian Moyed. And he plays... who does he play in this Spider-Man? I forget the name of his character, but like a cop or something. And he's also on Succession. So I feel like that's what's giving him.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The guy who's the best friend of Jeremy Strong's character. I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Yeah.
He played like one of the cops interrogating Peter Parker at the beginning.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. Detective somebody. So yeah. So he's third. And then in second is Tom Holland. So Rachel gets 2 points for that. And for 3 points in the first slot, it is Zendaya.
Wow.
So Noelle takes the lead, but it's still anybody's game.
See, I thought on IMDb it'd be more of the acting nerds. Oh, man.
I feel like people look people up for so many different reasons. And they're not always positive. You know, it's not like they're looking them up because they're dying to see, you know, other things they've done. They're looking them up to hate on them or whatever. Because when somebody gets in the news for some reason. Or, you know, she's not in any of these movies, but I bet you Gaga's pretty high up right now just because there's so much talk of her being snubbed by the Oscars for Gucci. And let me ask, Noelle's an actress with a lot of experience with acting, and actors. How do you, if you were working on House of Gucci and Lady Gaga kept that silly accent up all day just so that she doesn't lose it, which I wish, you know, where would she lose it? But what do you think
of
that kind of acting?
About that kind of acting?
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I will be 100% honest. I cannot stand like method acting.
But I don't even feel like she's doing method. I think she's just can't retain an accent unless she just does it all the time.
I think if she's doing it all the time to retain it, that would be totally different. And I would respect that as like, it's just what she has to do. So, I mean, you can't get mad at somebody's process that they need to do, but sometimes I feel like people do almost like performative acting things. It's like bad acting to act.
Yeah.
And I drives me crazy. I'm like, you don't actually have to do that to act right or to act well. It just feels like an artifice on top of it. But if she really needed it to hold on to it, yeah, that would be like you're at Crafty and she's doing that act. I don't know, her accent was so intense and strange, but I thought she did great. I actually really liked her. I thought she actually, her arc in the movie, just to Stan Gaga, her arc in the movie was really good. Like she became that dark scorpion woman. I feel like maybe just like the editing to get her there was a little confusing. You just never know what she brought and like what the order of it was. But anyway, I'm just going to defend her because I thought she did a good job.
Yeah, I'm sure she's, I haven't seen the film, but you know, and the woman who she's playing has that insane accent. It's not like she's making it up.
Yeah,
but it's like it's still to me like then doing interviews where you explain that process.
Did they ever?
That's where she loses me, is when it's like bragging about how she did it, you know?
Yeah, sometimes I just don't think it's necessary, and sometimes like I guess that's what I mean by performative.
Yeah. Well, like, you know that Adam Driver like sprained his eyeballs from them rolling back into his head. And she would do that voice in between scenes.
Oh my God.
Then Jared Leto burst through the wall like the Kool-Aid man with that crazy accent.
Oh my God. That was crazy.
He's so cuckoo bananas.
But also I didn't know that was Jared Leto until maybe an hour into the movie. It was like, there was one scene where the light hit his piercing blue eyes. And I was like, oh my God, that's Jared Leto. I didn't know. So I think his like dumb accent really worked. Like it's like a Luigi.
There's no way he wasn't laughing after every take.
It's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, it also like he probably was fun to be around on the set because he wouldn't, you know, in between takes he'd probably act like Jared Leto, but with that makeup on. So that's such a weird contrast.
Doug, you need to see it just because there's a scene where Al Pacino in an Italian accent and Jared Leto in an Italian accent are both screaming at each other, and it's one of the most unintentionally funny scenes I've ever seen. It's amazing.
I think that was the scene where you could tell it was him. There was like, they staged it by a window. such a funny, that was, I like the, oh, also Doug, you should see it because there's like a really steamy scene with Adam Driver. I don't want to spoil it, but you can.
Oh God.
I don't even spoil. I don't watch movies and like ever fantasize about like what I've seen in it, but for a good week, like anytime I close my eyes, Adam Driver, they like literally did it on purpose. It's like every time I close my eyes, Adam Driver was just leering over me. And it's just crazy.
Did you see The Last Duel, Noelle?
I haven't seen it. No.
Okay.
No.
Because it's really like, it's been an interesting year for Ridley Scott because he made that and House of Gucci, and they're both like total like awards bait kind of things. I mean, just as soon as Ridley Scott signs on, it starts headed in that direction if it's not a alien movie or something. And I haven't seen either film, but the sheer love hate thing, like that there's such a divide on both movies. Like people either, each movie, people either love it or hate it. And you don't know if they're, you know, if they're standing Ridley Scott and loving both of them, or, you know, or if they really are, you know, like one or the other. But I don't know.
I don't know. If you could love, I mean, I haven't seen the other one, but I don't know if you could love House of Gucci. I mean, personally, but it was a wild ride.
The Last Duel is a better movie. It's like, because you kind of know what it is just from the trailer, whereas House of Gucci, I think, kind of tricked you a little bit with the marketing. It's a lot slower than you would think based on the trailer.
Right. And it doesn't feel, it feels like there'd be too much dialogue for it to be a Ridley Scott movie. Like Ridley Scott is so much about the visuals and, you know, and the action and stuff. Anyway, I got to see both of those. I'm trying to see, you know, everything that's nominated for an Oscar this year. And, you know, I think I'll succeed because the Oscars are so late. They're still a month away. There's not until March 27th. Anyway, round two.
Woo!
Who gets to go first? Brandon gets to go first in round two.
Oh, boy.
I'm sure you've seen this. You're always up on everything. And, but it's on Netflix. So maybe Rachel and Noelle have seen it too. And we're talking about The Power of the Dog. The Dog. Power of the Dog. Starring Benedict Cumberbatch, Kirsten Dunst, Jesse Plemons, Cody Smith McPhee, and Thomasin McKenzie's in there too. But those first four I mentioned are all Oscar nominees. So that being said, Brandon, which of those people do you think snuck into that number one slot?
For IMDb?
Mm-hmm. Who's the most popular of all?
I'm going to go with Benedict Cumberbatch, even though I feel like a lot of people probably did check out Kirsten Dunst because this is her first Oscar nomination. And probably were like, oh, wow, yeah, she has been in a lot of things. But I'm going to go with Benedict Cumberbatch.
She did an interview recently where she's like, I won't rule out coming back to the Spider-Man movies. And it's like, well, is it her choice? Like, are they sitting around hoping she comes back? Like, well, I don't even know.
I think everyone just kind of wants that Marvel money.
Think you're going to do one where all the old girlfriends come back too?
Yeah, they do the meme and all the girlfriends are pointing at each other.
Well,
yeah.
Emma Stone can't come back because she's, spoiler alert, she's dead in her movie universe. So it's like, it's really just Kirsten Dunst.
That's funny. They can all upside down make out with her. Jesus. One of the greatest screen kisses of all time is Toby just dropping down upside down, making out with her.
Great.
Who's up next? Noelle?
Hello. Mm-hmm. I would say Benedict Cumberbatch.
Just because it's fun to say.
I would, if I were to Google or if I was IMDb search somebody, it would be Kirsten Dunst, but I'm going to say Benedict.
Okay. Wait, so who'd you say, Brandon?
I said Benedict Cumberbatch.
Okay, so you're both in agreement on Benedict. All right. Rachel, do you want to go along with them or go on your own here?
Well, I was going to say Benedict Cumberbatch. Oh, God, I'm too high to say his name. Benedict Cumberbatch as well. Although I agree with Noelle that I would probably Google Kirsten Dunst before that, but I just see his name everywhere. That's my justification.
So you're going with Benedict also?
Yeah.
All right. Well, here's how this breaks down. Number four was Cody Smith McPhee, which makes sense because, you know, I think he's great in the movie, but, you know, he's pretty new and doesn't seem to be up to anything too squirrely. And then in the third position, even though he's nominated for Best Actor and is also in Spider-Man currently, is Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Anybody who would have pulled the trigger on Kirsten Dunst would have gotten 2 points because she's second. And number one, according to the weird algorithm, is Jesse Plemons.
Damn. That's, respect.
That's weird because I feel like people probably Google who's married to Kirsten Dunst and Jesse Plemons came up and that's why he won. There's no other reason.
I think it worked out great that they both got nominated because the talk was all about her and he was a little bit more of a long shot, but they're both so good in that movie. And it just warms me that they work together and work together so beautifully. You know, it's nice.
My vision board couple. Like, I'm, you know, single forever and I'm, you know, took them on. And I saw them right before the pandemic eating together. And I was like, it's a sign from the universe. Someone's coming into my life. And then nope. But I like they're just, that is the, that's, they're the, like somebody you can work with. And I don't know. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah. It's great.
And he's the best. He's the best actor. He's like such a great actor.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I would recommend people to watch Game Night. I think he's freaking hilarious in that movie as the neighbor.
Yeah. With the cutest dog. He's got the cutest dog you could have. So, and he's really plays against the dog, because he just always looks mad and he's holding this adorable dog a lot of the time. All right. So everybody scored 1 point. So it didn't really change much. So now Brando has 1 and Noelle has 4 and Rachel has 3. Still anybody's game, but Noelle gets to go first on this final third round. And what a coinky dink, because we were already talking about it. Who do you think is at the top of the heap popularity wise in the cast of Don't Look Up? I'll refresh your memory on some of them. We got Leonardo, we got Jay Law, we got Jonah Hill, Meryl, Tyler Perry,
Kate Blanchett,
and Ariana Grande.
Oh yeah, Ariana
Grande. Which I learned that's how her name is pronounced, but nobody ever says it that way.
Grande. I also heard that it's Lindsay Lohan instead of Lindsay Lohan.
Yep. People's worlds were rocked by that.
It's also Uncut Gems.
Yeah. We're learning the pronunciation of a lot of things lately.
Did y'all know that Netflix actually changed the title of that movie for a day?
They did?
Yeah.
To what?
To Uncut Gems.
I love that.
What, they just changed it to like J-A-H-M or something?
Yeah. Whatever way they thought that she just tried to pronounce it.
That's hilarious. I love it.
Okay, so... Noelle gets to go first. Who do you think in Don't Look Up is number one on the popularity index?
This is a hard one.
It is.
I would say Jennifer Lawrence, because I think she just had a baby, and I've personally been seeing her a lot more. So
okay.
I think she had a baby. I don't know. I know that she's with child or, you know, something like that.
Yeah, I agree. She's either just had a baby or is about to have a baby or is thinking about having a baby. She's definitely in the baby business. Rachel?
I'm going to go with Meryl Streep.
Fair enough.
I don't know. She's just popular.
She's just great. She's so great.
And she was hilarious in Don't Look Up. So.
Yeah, so funny. And everybody stayed for the bonus scenes, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm, yeah.
Most fucked up bonus scene in the history of bonus scenes. Okay, so you're going Meryl. And Brandon, what do you think?
I'm tempted to go with Leo, but I'm actually going to go with Jennifer Lawrence to Noelle's point that she did just have a baby. And so I feel like she's probably top of everyone's mind in searching.
So that's who you're going with, J-Law also?
I'm going with J-Law as well.
All right. This is something. This is an exciting one. There's some surprises at stake in these results, because number 7 was Mark Rylance, who I think is a great actor and plays the weird billionaire in the movie. And then number 6, I swear I watched the whole thing and do not recall a Chris Evans cameo.
Yeah, he was the actor in that global warming movie they were advertising.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a really weird cameo.
Is there somebody else in it with him?
I forgot who's interviewing him, but it's like a really quick blinking, you'll miss it scene, and you also have to look up who the guy is to know it's Chris.
All right. So, yeah, so that just says uncredited cameo from Chris Evans, but he, you know, people are looking him up, I guess. And then... it's crazy who is number 1. We didn't even bring him up in our discussion of the film. And I didn't bring him up because I wanted to see if anybody would think of him. Number 1 out of this esteemed group of international superstars, number 1 is Timothée Chalamet.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because he's going to be Willy Wonka and is currently in Dune. And I don't know what else he's up to. Just being associated with Armie Hammer probably gets him some attention. That'd be funny if somebody asked him, as he's telling me, were you ever worried that Armie Hammer was going to eat you?
I was going to say, keep him away from Jennifer Lawrence's baby.
Okay, so then number two, who I think is not only terrific in this movie, but she's also like the best thing in Nightmare Alley, is Cate Blanchett.
Mm. Yep.
Or Cate Blanchett. And then number three was Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah. So that's the top three. Those were the ones that were, you could have gotten points if you said any of them, and nobody mentioned any of them. And then I'm so proud of this person who's in fourth place for being in fourth place amongst these people, and that's Melanie Lynskey.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love
who it. I assume is just in there because Yellow Jackets is so popular.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then in fifth is Jennifer Lawrence.
Wow.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Man, she didn't even get the baby bump. Ooh. So,
well, you know, it just depends on what movie she's in that you look up. Like, if you look up the movie Mother, she'd probably be number one, you know, above, like, Ed Harris and Michelle Pfeiffer or whatever.
But she's on the buses for Don't Look Up, you know? Like, she is the star of the movie.
Yeah, but again, as I was saying earlier, she just has kind of a thankless role because she's great, but she's just sort of sitting there going, you know, just looking at everybody like they're idiots for 2 hours, and she's right. And guess what? That means Noelle is our winner with 4 points. You did it, Noelle.
Wow, I did it. Okay. I'm a winner.
Thank Congratulations.
You. Oh my God, I feel so good. I needed a win.
Oh, good. That's good that the person who needed it won.
Yeah.
That's important. But let's go ahead and start with you for anything that you would like to promote at this time.
Oh, I don't, you know, I wish I was better at this. I truly have been in, you know what? This is going to be so pandery. Just, I want to promote some Ukrainian fundraisers.
I love it. I mean, obviously hard to find places to donate because it's coming up all over the place, but
you do have to be careful. So here's what I'll say. You have to be careful because there are, you know, Ukraine's a complicated country, and there are like alt-right charities that have sort of sprung up to try to get people's donations, acting as if they're going to help it. So I would just suggest to do more of like a Red Cross or things that help refugees or help people get out of the country. And that way you can kind of stay politically neutral.
Yeah, because I believe like the country itself has set up a specific
thing.
So that might be one to avoid, you're saying?
Yeah, I avoided it because you just don't know what that actually means. And as much as I'm like, I mean, this is just me politically, like I'm so like proud of the country for being like, we're going to stand up to this. I don't know if I want my money going to like actual war, but that's just me. I'm
right.
Just to keep it clean.
Yeah. You're not paying for the guns. You're paying for the bandages.
Yeah. Some water. Right. Also, also the country's getting like funding from all these countries. Like we're sending $32 million to military aid. So they have that money. So like that's the US and a bunch of other countries are giving. So not to make this.
Well, that's very nice of you to, you know, make this your plug. And so, you know, and but also now I feel bad that, you know, Rachel and Brandon really have stuff going on that they want to promote.
It's just because I don't have anything going on. You know, that's what happens.
This is a big thing that's going on. So you're doing the right thing, and we'll have you back on the show ASAP because you are ongoing champion.
Yeah.
So congratulations for that.
Thanks.
And I used to tell people if you're a champion, you wouldn't get COVID, but it turns out that's not true.
Yeah.
So don't listen to that. Brandon Collins, you had a nice run there of a few shows.
Yeah, it was good. I'm you know, but congrats, Noel. You deserve it.
Thanks, you know? Brandon. Yeah.
Yeah. You were, you know, you were handicapped today by this this crippling corona hangover.
Oh man, I'm so glad we're not on camera.
And well, but so before you leave this time, what would you like to promote?
Sure. I mean, donate to what Noel was talking about. It's really, really important that we show unity to a lot of the struggles that they're going through. Y'all can follow me in American Collins, AmericanCollins.com. And if you like hearing me talk about movies, check out my podcast, Medium Popcorn, at MediumPopcorn.com. Thanks again for having me, Doug.
Thank you for being here. And, you know, get that rest or that bottle of something cold against your forehead. That always helps me. Rachel Wolfson, Jackass Forever in theaters now.
Yes, go see. Well, after you're done donating to Ukraine, and once you follow Brandon, and maybe if you have time, go see Jackass in theaters and follow me on social media. I'm doing shows around town, hopefully near a city somewhere where weed is legal sometime soon, or where weed isn't legal. But either way, Rachel Wolfson on Instagram and Wolfie Comedy on Twitter.
Yeah. Didn't I see that, here in Los Angeles, you're going to be at Supernova on Wednesday night.
I'm going to be at Supernova. And then I have a show at the Virgil on March 11th and I'm opening for Steve-O March 10th and information's on his website.
He's great. I love Steve-O, and it's cool that he's doing stand-up now.
Hell yeah.
And that you can, you know, you can perform with him, because the Jackass crew isn't a bunch of stand-ups, you know, like he's the one, right? He and you are the only people doing stand-up from there, right?
Preston does stand up. Preston Lacey.
He does?
Yeah. And Zach Gass is starting to get into it. So I'm hoping maybe something.
Maybe a tour of all of you.
That would be so sick. So we'll see. Hopefully.
Do you know Steve-O's dog?
Yes. Wendy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Great, great dog. Mm-hmm.
Good dog.
I ask him to come on my shows, just hoping he'll bring his dog.
Just hit up Wendy.
I got plugs too. Well, just one really. I'm going to be at South by Southwest doing a couple of Doug Loves Movies tapings and a Wide World of Doug's taping. And so if you are in Austin, if you have a badge for South by, you can easily get into everything. And even if you don't have a badge, I think we're going to try to set it up this year, since, cause South by has been, you know, we haven't done it for, you know, it's been 2 years now. So, for this one, maybe just people who live in Austin will just be able to just get in. So I'll keep updating that information as we get closer to when South by starts. DougLovesMovies.com and Doug Loves Movies on Twitter are great places to go find all of my everything that I'm up to and everything going on with Doug Loves Movies. Thanks again to Brandon Collins, Noel Wells, and Rachel Wolfson.
Thanks, Doug.
As always.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, man.
Thank you. As always, you're not an asshole, Mark. You're just trying so hard to be.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, 'cause Doug loves.